Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Generous Coffee with Erica Duell. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It smells so good in here, like it always does, and you always have something fun going on at Generous Coffee. Tell us what's coming up next.
We have a holiday makers market coming up November 21st and 22nd.
Tell us about it. What is it?
We have 10 local artists, vendors, makers, bakers coming in, and we're transforming our space to host an event for them. They'll be selling their goods. Every table will have a local artist or baker at it where you can walk up and see their goods and have purchase right there on the spot.
Oh, wow. Now, is this Christmas theme or is this just holidays in general or just...
That's a great question. We might be surprised together. I know there are some holiday themes, like we have some ornaments. There's a woodworker bringing carving trays and charcuterie trays that might have a Christmas design in it. So I'm definitely sure there will definitely be Christmas items. I'm not sure how much fall stuff. We have a local pillow maker who's making covers. And so I think she might be bringing some fall type items too. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be like a treasure hunt. You know, just to come in and see what kind of items you can use in your home and support these local artists, as well as just give a gift, a handmade gift, this holiday season. So we're hoping people will come in and stock up shopping for people they love and support these local artists, vendors, bakers, makers, entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Now, will there be any Generous Coffee available?
Yes, we'll definitely have our coffee out. We'll probably have one of our most popular roasts, as well as decaf, because it's a two-day event. Mm-hmm. So the first being Friday, November 21st, it's from 5 to 8. Okay. So for those who need some decaf, we'll have that available. But we'll also have one of our popular roasts, as well as then Saturday morning, we're open 9 to 1. So all these entrepreneurs will be here both days. So if you can't come and see us Friday night, we're hoping you'll stop in Saturday morning, get a cup of coffee, browse around, meet a friend here, kind of connect over a cup of coffee and shopping with purpose.
Wow, it sounds like so much fun. And you're here at 121 West Center Street, just on the south side of the courthouse.
That's right. We hope you people will come.
Yeah, come on down.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Mark and Byrne from Calvary Chapel Lake City. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Hi, good to be with you again, Scott.
You guys always have something fantastic going on, and you have an event coming up.
We do.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we have what's called the Inductive Bible Study Training upcoming in January. So that'll be on January 9th and 10th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. On January 9th, it'll be from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and then it'll be on Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m., and we have a pastor, who has done this training at many Bible colleges and many different churches. His name is Pastor Dan Finfrock, and he is, I would say, one of the leading trainers for inductive Bible study in the world.
Byrne, can you explain kind of what inductive Bible study is?
Well, probably the main understanding of the inductive Bible study training is that it helps you to understand, starting with observation of Scripture and moving you into application of Scripture.
Who's this for?
Yes. So it's for anyone. Pastors, Sunday school teachers, small group leaders, people that want to understand how to study the Bible well. And so through that very simple method of observation and then also interpretation through the observation and then applying it to our lives, people learn how to study the Bible and just deepen their understanding of Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this truly is for everybody. And so, like, say I go to this class, which sounds great, what can I expect to learn?
You'll learn basically how to take various book types and to study them, learn key tools to dive deeper into God's Word. There's a variety of different types of books in the Bible. There's historical books, there's poetic books, there's gospels, there's prophetic books. And so you'll also learn how to outline and chart texts and then how to prepare in-depth Bible studies.
Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of people like me, you know, I study the Bible, I go to church and everything. So why should I go to this event?
Well, the average church attendee doesn't really know how to study the Bible with a training method. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, it tells us that we're to rightly divide the word of truth. And so this gives a really solid method. What do you think on that, Bernd?
I think the main thing is that it takes you from reading the Bible to really understanding what is being said in the scripture that you're looking at and you're studying. And one of the principal ways that you begin to really understand that is you put your feet in their shoes and you find out what was real, what was the feel, what was happening, what was going on. And in doing so, as you step through, first of all, that observation, and you move all the way into application, the Bible becomes something that you don't just read, mm-hmm. but it changes your life.
Sure. Context is everything.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of times we read things out of context. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people take a verse and they pluck it out of context, and they don't pay attention to really who is being addressed in the context. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a difference when Jews are being addressed or when believers are being addressed or unbelievers are being addressed. Mm-hmm. And so, like, let's say we take a passage that is really keyed on speaking to a believer and their sanctification process. And now we take that passage and we apply that to unbelievers and how they become in that first step of salvation, being justified. Well, now we can make an error of maybe adding some conditions that don't need to be added to how we actually become saved in the first mm-hmm. place. Right. You know, here's a classic example. A lot of times people misinterpret the word repent. In John's gospel is very much written to unbelievers. John even says so that, you know, I wrote this so that you may believe. And the word repent is not one time in John's gospel. So we have to pay attention to context and to rightly apply words and rightly interpret words and to know who is being addressed in certain passages.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic. So tell me again, when and where it is. Oh, Bernd?
Yes.
To add to what Mark was just saying, this doesn't become an academic exercise. This becomes not even an exercise, but a real intuition into what is God's word telling me. And Jesus told us, Mark referred to the Gospel of John. Jesus told us in the Gospel of John that when I go, I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit who will guide you into all truth. So when we begin to walk through this type of a training, we're not relying on ourselves and our ability to process things. We rely on the Holy Spirit, and we find ourselves guided into the truth.
Yes. And praise the Lord, we are. So is there a cost to this training? Or
very minimal. $5 per person. That includes lunch, the workbook, handouts. And then if there's a family that wants to attend and kids are invited, if they can sit through the training, it's a maximum of $15 per family.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I think everybody should attend. So how do they sign up? Do they go to your website? Do they?
Yeah. So the Calvary Chapel Lake City app or website. The website is cclakecity.org. I will say it's probably a little easier to find on the app. There's an events tab. There's an events drop down on the website as well. But under the events tab, there's a register now type button. And please do register in advance because we want to make sure we have an accurate headcount for food. And, you know, Calvary Chapel Lake City, we are a Bible teaching church. We teach chapter by chapter, verse by verse. We're an expositional teaching church. And we go from Genesis to Revelation. And this is right up our alley of our mission and what we want people to be able to do is to better connect with God through the study of his word. Jesus himself, he said in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And so we're very serious about God's word.
Bless both of you guys. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close this episode?
Maybe just some personal accounts.
Sure, yes.
I was in Bible college and Southern California and Murrieta, California. And then we were missionaries in the Philippines. And I continued in my studies in the Philippines. And Pastor Dan Finfrock, he was actually a missionary in the Philippines as well prior to me getting there. And he had this, what was called the Rainbow Orphanage. And then God stirred him to other places, and inductive Bible study became his primary missionary focus. And he takes that again all around the world. But when I was in Bible college in the Philippines, that was the primary teaching method that we used. And so we went through many different books of the Bible, taking a passage and going through our observation, interpretation, application, what we call the OIA. And we had a lot of study with and training with inductive Bible study. And it really has formulated a lot of the ways in which I teach the Bible. And so it has helped to shape me personally, where I'm very careful about historical context and just context in general. And so when I teach through the Word of God, I'm very much thinking with an inductive Bible study method in mind. How about you, Bern?
What it's done for me is it's given me a completely different understanding of how I reach out to others. Because if I can reach out to others and I can bring to them the truth of what I have become able to understand through the study, I can touch lives. Mm-hmm. And the gospel is based around sharing that. And so it's an opportunity to really be able to reach out mm-hmm. from a place where you're not confusing anyone, but you're bringing them the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had training at the college level, university level, business training, all of those things, and encountered many different kinds of teachers and professors and others. But Dan Finfrock has a manner about himself that you feel like you're sitting around a fireplace and someone is sharing with you. And yet at the same time, he's stepping you right through the process of understanding. It's a wonder. He's probably one of the best teachers that I have ever had the opportunity to sit under.
Wow, and he's coming to Warsaw.
Yeah.
Yes.
And actually, my son, Ethan Transparenti, this is Pastor Mark speaking again. My son, Ethan, he is at Calvary Bible Institute in Peru, South America, presently. And he went through a couple classes, and then I think his third or fourth class was inductive Bible study. Pastor Dan went down to Peru to teach that course. And my son said that his only regret was that that wasn't his first course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He said that he's been so blessed and impacted by the course. He said it would have helped him so much in better understanding those other courses that he took first. My son may have gone through it twice, and my son's actually coming back to the States at the end of this month of November 2025. He'll be here for about 3 months, so he'll be able to sit through Dan's course once again, and he's excited about it.
Well, thank you both for joining us today, and tell us one more time the dates and times, because you don't want to miss it. I'm planning on bringing my whole family.
Oh, awesome. So again, we're looking at Friday, January 9th, and Saturday, January 10th. On January 9th, that Friday, it'll be from 6:30 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, January 10th, from 9 to 3 p.m., you can go to the cclakecity.org website or just download the app, Calvary Chapel, Lake City. We meet at Lakeland Christian Academy. That's where the event is going to be held. We meet for church on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Presently, we're going through three different books of the Bible. We're going through Genesis, Revelation, and Luke on Sundays. We're flip-flopping Genesis and Revelation on Wednesdays. So if you want to join us on one of those times, we'd love to meet you. Also, Pastor Dan Finfrock will be leading the church service on Sunday, January 11th. So I do hope that you can make it to the event. This is for everybody in the community. And invite friends. We hope that this will be profitable for you. It has been very life-changing for many individuals who study the Word of God. So this is a must for every Bible student.
Well, thank you both. Well, yes, Bern.
The only other thing I would add is that if you're thinking about coming, don't think of this as a heavily structured event. Mm-hmm. Think of it as sitting around the fireplace with friends and getting a good understanding of God's Word.
Sounds perfect.
This guy always has to get the last word. I tell you.
Thank you both.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.